Hello, women of power and spirit, and welcome to this new year. Today we're going to explore a prescription from 12/27/2018, and it goes like this. What makes you unique is what makes you so amazing. This is the time of year that signifies new beginnings in many cultures, a time to reevaluate our direction, our choices, and opportunities. Winter is an inward time in the Northern Hemisphere and an outward time in the summer energy of the Southern Hemisphere. And either way, it is wise to pause and reflect as we begin each new year, whether your energy is moving more inward or it's ready to move outward. This month, we are going to explore the sacred energies of death and rebirth. You see, the holidays can be a time in which many of our loved ones cross over, and the same is true at the very first of the year. Now, I know this is sad, and it can leave quite an imprint for holidays and New Year's to come, but statistically, this is the season many of our loved ones leave us. If you are empathic, even if you have not lost someone you know this year, you might be feeling the sense of loss that people around you are experiencing. So remember to be gentle and kind with yourself and others. Family, friends, coworkers, people you encounter in the stores, people driving on the road. You may not know that they have recently lost or are about to lose someone. But if you approach people with gentleness and kindness, energetically, you will be helping to ease the way for them if that is what's happening in their lives. Just as you practice kindness with others, this is a good time to practice it for yourself as well. Consider taking some time this week to reflect on what you have done this year that benefited the lives of others in a positive way. I recommend writing it out. Smart businesses do this every year. As a business person, you take a look at your accomplishments before you even consider what you want to accomplish next year. This is wise because it allows you to build on your successes and approach new endeavors with a can-do spirit. This is also a powerful time to consider what makes you unique. I know I talk about this a lot, and for good reason. When you know what it is about you and the way you do things that makes you stand out, you know what the divine intended for you to do, and it gives you clues about what the divine expected you were going to experience while you were here on Earth. I remember my medicine teacher at one point bringing a simple little card. It was a sweet little card with seven women dressed in traditional Cherokee garb, and each woman had with her power animals or her power plant or the color that was significant for her. She had a stone in her hand, or you could tell that each woman was dressed with and surrounded by her medicines. What made her unique and special and powerful and of great service in her community? And as you looked across the seven women, you could also see that together they created a circle of tremendous support and potential hope for their community. One woman might be particularly skilled in working with the herbs and as a healer in that way. Another might be portrayed as having wolf medicine, and so she was a strong leader in her community because wolves tend to have a tendency to be alone. They like their alone time, but they also love being in the pack. Each woman, her unique proclivities, her attributes, her talents, her interests and passions, right, was significant within the community. And if you really want to explore this in depth in the way my elder took me through it, check out Mystic Dreaming, the course in my shop at misahopkins.com. Mystic Dreaming is where I take you into the same journeys my elder took me into to discover my fundamental medicines and start developing a relationship with my medicines or my gifts or talents is another way to think of that. And how they could communicate with me and I could communicate with them through the dream time and through my meditations. So if you really want to dig in that way, it's a fun and powerful way to get to know what is unique and special about you in a mystical and spiritual fashion. As you're also doing an exercise I'm going to recommend for getting to know some of your unique qualities in the secular world. Before we get to that exercise, I want to share with you one last thought. Something that I've observed in working with individuals and helping them connect with their sense of purpose and service in the world. What you do well and love to do is at the foundation of your service in the world. Plus, and this is the piece that most of us don't see, most of us come in with multiple talents, any one of which, or combination of two or three talents, could become the source of good income for us. Other talents might get exercised just for the fun of it, or as a volunteer contribution that feels good to you. As you honor what you do well, for income through service, as a volunteer because it feels good, or just for the fun of it, you create a powerful confluence of energy that fulfills your soul. It is all based in what you do well naturally. You could focus on what you don't do well and try to fix yourself, but it's not fun, is it? Most of us have tried it, and it's depressing. It can be downright painful. But when you are engaged in your love, your passion, your joy, your strengths, it is easier to enjoy life and be successful at the same time. Here's the exercise I recommend you do at the beginning of this year. Take some time to notice right now what is unique about you that makes you amazing, and start building on this. Ask yourself, how could you use those unique qualities to create a better life for you and those you love? And I recommend making the list. Write it out. This is what is amazing about me, a way that you are in the world, something that you do easily, something that you do naturally. Most of the things we will be extremely successful in our lives come naturally to us. So what comes naturally to you? Be a detective and dig in there, because it's so normal and obvious for you, you might not even recognize it. So step one, write down everything that is amazing about you that you can think of. Step number two, ask someone you trust who will be honest with you five attributes they think make you amazing from their point of view. That's going to give you a broader perspective of yourself. And then number three, go to that question that I just asked a moment ago. How could you use those unique qualities to create a better life for you and those you love? With that list of qualities about yourself, you can use them as a foundation for your plans for this coming year, or if you're not into planning, at least for noticing where the juice and the energy is for you and following that beautiful, beautiful current of energy. Then I invite you to select one of those qualities, preferably now, one that you're really good at doing, huh? One of your favorites, one that inspires passion in you that comes so easily. Select one of those qualities to take into the holding meditation with me, and we will use the holding meditation to expand that nature within you.